system is due to renew for software and hardware support. The cost is $2,039.25 for 12 months. This is budgeted, I believe, because we know that's that we do yearly. So we need to authorize the supervisor, that would be me, to renew the said contract.
Motion.
Motion from Jared.
Second.
Second from Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried.
So will this fix the issue with the cemetery? I know that had an update and nothing else updated.
Broderick is looking into that. He had a call into Time Clock today. He's just waiting for a response back.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if it solves it. Actually, I don't think that it's related, but I don't think they have a diagnosis yet. They haven't linked the two anyway.
Question.
Thank you. Correspondence. New York State Department of Public Service public statement hearings regarding March 2018 regarding storms and power outages. So for those of us that got on those teleconferences during the terrible March storm, there were counties that were in terrible, terrible shape and had terrible, terrible follow-up from some of the utility companies. Patrick was out busy firefighting, and I couldn't get to a cell, and none of us could get to a cell to be able to have a conversation.
I got to say, I was very impressed with Central Hudson.
Central Hudson, yes, absolutely
were much better.
They had us on the phone every single day, and they were updating us. They gave us the cell phone numbers of our regional representatives so that if we had to call directly with an issue. But, man, I'll tell you, south of us was not pretty. And that's what these meetings are in place for, frankly, is for them to get some feedback. Westchester County had a horrible time. We have just a heads up on a Wyndham Women's Expo at St. Teresa's is Saturday, August 18th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., anyone who would be interested in displaying from Catskill at this expo is welcome to reach into them. Barton and Lodoguchi offer of guidance in regards to the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation's inactive landfill initiative, which they are looking into runoff at each of the sites. We have a closed landfill. And we proactively invited them to come and look at our landfill when we were trying to determine closure. Did we ever hear back?
Yes, Sean met with him.
Oh, Sean, what happened?
This was actually a company just...
That's been contracted, yeah.
Yeah, but gathering data had nothing to do with closing, opening.
Yeah,
nothing.
They were testing for the PFOs.
They were just there to gather, just walk around and see what it looked like and send data back to DEC.
Okay.
And what they told me is they couldn't tell me that it was good, bad. It was, you know, they said you probably won't hear anything for at least a year from DEC. They said they're just gathering data to see which priorities. They have like 200 some sites, I think they said.
That are closed, right?
Throughout New York State.
And I'm sure they all sunset different.
It really had nothing to do with sunsetting or...
Okay.
It's something completely different.
Excellent. But that's off our list then.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't call us, we'll call you, basically. Was
pretty much, yes.
Like it.
Yeah.
PESH annual training for Greene County Administrative Employees, Monday, June 18th, at the Greene County Training Center from 8 to noon. invitation from Cornell Cooperative Extension for their World Beyond Gardens, Fine Art, and Culinary Showcase, Saturday, May 5th from 4 to 6. We had a letter from one of our poll workers, on behalf of my fellow workers at yesterday's special election site at the Catskill Senior Center. We offer our appreciation for site manager Michael DeBenedictis. Michael was there for us our entire day and evening. He cheerfully anticipated our needs from 5 a.m. to closing beyond our expectations. Excuse me. His willingness to assist us make our very long day much easier. Sincerely, Joan Young. I'm sorry, guys.
It's okay.
Why don't we have somebody else read something? What's next? Yes. Teresa, your note was so nice. I just wanted to make sure that everyone heard it tonight. This was to all of us.
Thank you for your help in planning and participating in the roadside cleanup. Between the town and village, we had over 35 volunteers helping to pick up litter on our roads. There's a noticeable reduction in the amount of litter on the road signs and in the parks that we worked on. I'd like to send a special thank you to Patrick McCulloch for his help in coordinating with the firehouses and being the point person for this event. Elizabeth Izzo was very helpful with information and publicizing this event from the town calendar. And finally, Sean Beers, Charlie Demarest, and his crews were invaluable in purchasing the trash bags and picking up the filled bags along the roads. This is a great example of the town, the village, and the community pulling together for the betterment of Casco. And thanks again, sincerely, Teresa Golden, Shelly Pulver, and Cultivate Catskill Team. Thank you.
Thank you. And I think we should work towards doing this every year.
Yeah.
You know, now that we've got the framework in place.
I think Earth Day weekend is perfect. It used to be that way. So if Cultivate wants to keep it that weekend, we do it. And then I heard that there was a lot of feedback. Well, the only feedback I got was different colored trash bags.
It's
so we'll work on it for next year. Orange, exactly. Yellow. Because I know Village DPW was a little confused. They were picking up some people's household trash. So,
understood.
It was less
minor detail.
You know, the other thing is, I think as people get used to the grid that they walked, that they might get helpful suggestions from some other roads where there may be some challenges. One thing that I have noticed in Palinville, and I just share this, and I'm sure everybody else has the same issue, leaving your trash out with the bears, the size of the bears that are wandering through Palinville, they need saddles. They're so, I can't believe how big these bears are. One of them is behind Barb Ersig's house,
yes.
And it is massive.
There's a bigger one behind our house, twice the size.
Yep. So when you see a trash can kicked over, you know, it's one thing to put the trash can up, but it's all the stuff that they tear through that if everybody could... We now start, our trash can goes in the shop across from the breezeway at night now because we know they're wandering around.
And they're hungry.
And they're hungry, exactly. That's my public service announcement for the day. Okay. New business.
Travis
was called away this evening on a family emergency. I do have a couple of notes from him. That's continuing business. And then we'll open it up if anybody has anything. Let me get my note out here. So they are finished at Forest Avenue in terms of blasting, and they'll be probably actually starting to dig in the forest by the end of the week. They're continuing to work in Leeds with restoration. They'll be finalizing what we've been calling phase three of the project. They'll be finalizing that in the next week or so. So everything is proceeding apace. I haven't gotten any phone calls, so I think things are moving along.
Did we find out about the pump station and grinder station that currently exists, and one of the gentlemen had a question about who's going to take the electric?
That was phase three.
Right.
That's a phase three, and we haven't gotten, probably if you were here tonight, we could have gotten a follow-up on that.
I think Travis said we
were going to look at
our electrician was in this.
I think the amount of time, you know, because they got to put them in,
yep.
So I would imagine they'll have an electrician on site, and that would seem to work to everybody's. Hmm. I think there's a couple of things that once they get that fleshed out, we probably need to meet with the individual.
Yeah.
Homeowners, just to make sure that we've done everything that we can to make it seamless. Other than that,
I have a question.
Yes.
Grinder pumps.
Yes.
Are they scheduling for them at this point? Is that phase three?
No, phase three is a certain geography.
Okay.
Is a certain geography that not anywhere near where you are up by. Further up, these were positions that got left out of the...
They lived on the original Jefferson Heights sewer that was run to the hospital. And when the county turned it over to us, they didn't have an accurate list of who was and was not connected. So these would be the houses that were never connected to the original county line.
So there's 8 or 9 houses that we kind of have to go back and do some work on. Specific issues about grinder pumps, I'll make sure that Travis follows up.
We should just reach out to him.
Mm-hmm.
Get ourselves scheduled.
Yep. And I told him that I would do my best, and I said I knew there would be a couple of questions that we'd need to follow up on and that I would send him a note after tonight's meeting. Okay? Public comment? If not, on a beautiful day.
Uh-oh, is she touching your record?
Nope. Not even close.
You'd have thrown yourself in the front of the rug if I come close to your record.
I would have come up with something.
If not, thank you all for coming, and I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Motion from Patrick.
Second.
Second from Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all for coming.
Meeting is adjourned. Thank you all.